got to say something. Lightweight, step it aside when we come in. Feel it in your chest, the syllables get pumping. People on the street can panic and start running. Words on loose leaf sheet, complete coming. I jump on my mind, I summon the rhyme I'm dumping. Healing the blind, I promise to let the sun in. Sick of the dark ways, we march to the drumming. Jump when they tell us that they want to see jumping. Dad, I want to see some fist pumping. Risk something, take back what's yours. Say something that you know they might attack you for. Cause I'm sick of being treated like I had before. Like a stupid standing for what I'm standing for. Like this war's really just a different brand of war. Like it doesn't care.
All right, guys, welcome to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm your host, Charlie McGrath. It's the 23rd day of January, Wednesday, and man, am I excited about the guests we have on tonight's program. You know, Karen, who hosts Karen's Corner every Friday, she has been on my case, politely, of course, and persistently, to get this panel of ladies together, and she finally got it done. She got it pulled off. So joining us in just a minute is going to be Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrimes.net, Dinah Everett Snyder of The Devil's in the Details, and Kristen Megan, activist, is going to do her best to join us later. I know I put out a promotional video saying all three of these ladies would be in. Kristen had some stuff come up, but she's going to try to make it into the program here in a little bit. And we're going to talk about everything from, you know, Deborah Tavares is going to bring us up to speed or at least comment on the Iron Mountain conspiracy, which has been in the forefront of alternative media recently, for sure. Dinah Everett Snyder is doing some of the most, not some of the most, I believe, critical work for kids who have been brought up in Generation Kill, in helping these people, helping these veterans come back and deal with their issues in a non-psychotropic environment and in a way that really helps these people. And I'm excited to get an update on her, what was once a successful six-person experiment, if you will, and now is a 30-person, so we're going to get updates on that. And Krista Megan, who is used to be in the military, has worked for the government, expert on many different topics. Hopefully, we can get her on here as well and introduce these ladies to one another and get some real information out there tonight. So if you're listening and not in the chat room, and by the way, this panel will be with us for the entire 2 hours. Right now, we have 63 people in the chat room. If you want to join them, wideawakenews.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand side. That will take you into chat. You know, with this panel, this many people talking, I've talked to both of these ladies before, and you know what? They could host a program without me, without a doubt. They're able to go on and deliver all kinds of information. The reason I'm prefacing this or telling you this is because I won't be taking phone calls tonight. I will be monitoring in the chat room. I believe Deborah and Dinah are in the chat room as well, but I'll be in there and try to pull questions out of there for the guests tonight. And you know what? I can't think of a better time to talk about the topics that we're going to cover tonight. You know, the news coming out today, you know, we're talking about kicking the debt ceiling down the road. We're talking about putting more debt on the backs of the people of the United States. We're talking about basically forfeiting our ability to have any sort of sovereignty whatsoever, and certainly have no ability to control our own financial destiny. We see this unfolding every day. We see it unfolding, and it has been unfolding for going on 5 years now in talking about the 2008 bailouts that continue to this very day. More and more legislation written for, of, by, and for bankers. More and more poverty being issued to the people of the world, and future pain guaranteed to be coming in the way of sovereign debt. And you add to this the never-ending pounding of the drums of war, more and more and more war being waged in our name, more people dying, more people coming home broken, more and more and more terror that is being unleashed on the world in our name, right? And you know, with this, we're going to have more and more broken, damaged people coming home. And Dinah Everett Snyder, like I said, is doing, as far as I'm concerned, the best work in the field of trying to help our veterans, not dope them up, not bring them home and fill them full of chemicals and wait and see what kind of time bomb goes off, but truly helping these people. So let's get with it. I'm not going to do a big long monologue rant tonight. I want to get these ladies going. I'd like to start the program, Deborah, if it's all right with you, with talking about, first of all, I don't know if you've met Dinah Nartnot before, Deborah Taveras, Dinah Everett Snyder, both of you, welcome to the program. I would like to start off, let me say, by getting onto the topic of the Iron Mountain conspiracy. But ladies, welcome to the program. Thank you very much for joining me. And thank you very much for committing to 2 hours. That's a lot of time out of your schedule. Thank you.
Well, it certainly is, Charlie, and this is Deborah speaking, and I want to thank you so much for having me on tonight during such an important time in our history. America, unfortunately, is being met with a tyrannical force, and it's spelled out very, very clearly in a number of source documents that we have on our website. And I'd like everybody to take a minute and know that on our website, stopthecrime.net, we have the Iron Mountain, a blueprint for tyranny, up there as a documentary that people can view. I can't urge anyone more important to sit down and watch this. This is where we are now. The final half hour or so of this documentary tells you what was planned, what the agenda was, and what is happening to the United States. We are being taken over, and it was an agenda planned decades and decades ago. To support the Iron Mountain documentary or report, there's another extremely important document. It's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And that was a 1954 Bilderberg policy that was adopted at their first meeting. It declares war. War was declared a long time ago. And in that document, it states that it is a military war that was launched in secret. And you will see that it says the Third World War, called Quiet War, is being conducted using subjective biological warfare, fought with silent weapons. And I cannot urge everyone to read that. We'll be going over the high points of these documents. The next document is called the NWO Plans Exposed by an Insider in 1969. And the next document we'll cover a bit tonight as well, because they all interlace and they're all critically important to see how these all work in tandem right now on planet Earth, where we're all trying to continue to live. It's called the NASA War Document, and it's up on our site. It's a little over 100 pages, and it takes your breath away. So because we started, Charlie, with discussion on the Iron Mountain report, yeah, I'd like to cover some of that. To start with, and essentially the Iron Mountain.
But hold on a sec, Deborah. Before you do, let me have you and Dinah been on a program together? Have you guys met?
No, we haven't. Hi.
Hi.
Dinah Everett Snyder, meet Deborah Taveras. Dinah's website is Devil in the Details, which is, let me make sure I give it out right. It is a Dinah Everett Snyder.wordpress.com. And it's going to tie in, Deborah, to exactly what you're talking about, because you're 100% right. And I was probably wrong. Not probably. I was wrong calling it the Iron Mountain conspiracy, because it's not a conspiracy.
No.
Right? It's not a conspiracy theory.
No.
It's
an absolute agenda, Charlie, that is being carried out right now to the full letter of what was intended. And speaking about what I know will be covered is we do have, and you've probably seen it, Beyond Treason. Mm-hmm. And people can view that on stopthecrime.net up on the video tab. So if you haven't seen what is happening to our soldiers being done deliberately and intentionally, that is a documentary that is very important to see. But what we're experiencing now is absolutely unthinkable. And before we started the show tonight, because I'm doing quite a bit of research right now in artificial intelligence and robotics, I stumbled across something that, quite frankly, I'm still trying to recover from as I start this show. But I'm going to go right into Iron Mountain, and I'll actually tell you what I stumbled onto a bit later.
Okay, very good. And Dinah, I know you're, by your accent, you're a polite British lady, and feel free to jump in if you'd like to comment while we start talking about Iron Mountain. Again, I mean, some of the work you're doing, I think, is critical, because as this agenda plays out, more and more people are coming back in a state that is not acceptable for our fellow Americans. Again, the websites that I've dropped into the chat room, stopthecrimes.net and DinahEverettSnyder.wordpress.com. Both of those are in the chat room right now. We're going to be back with these two fine ladies in just a few minutes. Please hang tight. Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com here with a question from my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. What do they know that we don't? Insiders and a who's who list of elite have made it crystal clear that we are headed for catastrophe, putting out warning after warning, urging people to batten down the hatches. Billionaire George Soros has recently been dumping stocks and at the same time acquiring millions in gold. In fact, in a recent interview, he was quoted as saying, "I'm not here to cheer you up. The situation is as serious and difficult as I've experienced in my career." Out of control government deficit spending and a Federal Reserve that's only solution seems to be print more fiat currency will lead to a weaker dollar and massive inflation on necessity items such as energy and food. If you have wealth to protect, please visit my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. Gabe Elton and the folks at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion have many Wide Awake News customers because they're honest, they're fair, and they won't sell you paper promises or product they do not have. Call Gabe Elton at 800-552-4109. That number again, 800-552-4109, or visit them online at austincoins.com.
Remember this name, Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. What if I told you that this 100% pure and natural product was delivered directly to the White House at President Reagan's personal request at a time when only the president was able to obtain it? Reagan used this amazing product, Carnivora, successfully. A product derived only from nature that has the intelligence to instinctively attack abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. And the power to actually wake up critical immune cells from dormancy to attack foreign invaders that don't belong in our bodies. Carnivora is now obtainable by anyone who wants to get healthy and stay that way. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and protect yourself with 17 naturally occurring compounds that will unleash powerful immune defense. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and get your Carnivora today. Visit Carnivora.com. It's a real pleasure to introduce you to permaculture, a new concept that can allow all of us to survive these times of crisis economically and with food, water, and energy in a healthy and abundant fashion. How? By establishing the amazing permaculture food forests. With one simple, fun, fascinating step-by-step guide, you can become completely confident about survival with permaculture. Food forests and permaculture are productive, life-saving technologies for any climate in both urban and rural settings. Jeff Lawton is the world's foremost permaculture authority, teacher, designer, and consultant. Jeff has successfully worked in many countries, cultures, and different climates, helping people survive with permaculture. Come and enjoy an exclusive aerial guided video tour with Jeff of his water harvesting swales, dams, and food forests. Go to jefflawton.org to view this fascinating free video on how to survive and prosper with permaculture. That's GEOFFLAWTON.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. You know, the two ladies we have on here now, Deborah Tavares and Dinah Everett Snyder, and Kristen Megan, who hopefully will be joining us later, have been, without a doubt, some of the most asked about return guests on the program. So if you're here tonight to talk, to hear more about the treatment that Dinah is key in implementing, or, you know, hang tight because we're going to get to – we have 2 hours with these ladies. We're going to get to all topics. Let me give the websites out real quick again. Deborah Tavera, StopTheCrimes.net, DinahEverettSnyder.wordpress.com. Let's get into Iron Mountain, the non-conspiracy, yes. The agenda unfolding. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, Charlie, let me just make a correction. It is Stop the Crime, singular, StopTheCrime.net.
Thank you.
And we have ToxicSky.org. That's equally important in this conversation tonight, ToxicSky.org, and ReFuseSmartMeters.com.
Right.
And they're all in a combination of a massive, massive silent war of frequencies and a totalitarian takedown of our United States. And essentially, the Iron Mountain talks about the New World Order. And it is a system that recognizes absolutely, it has no limit on its authority with forced control over every single aspect of public and private life. It has no regards for ethics, morality, or life itself. The New World Order, or the elite, or the rich men of the world, as the report calls them, controls media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of propaganda campaigns and total surveillance. The system stays in power through mass terror. And the information that you're going to be hearing tonight is intended to inform you. To create terror, and that is an important note to keep in mind. The Iron Mountain Report began under the Kennedy administration, and it was ordered as a top-down secret study to determine the problems facing the United States if the world moved from a time of war into a golden age of peace. And by 1963, selection of specialists were made, and the final study consisted of about 15 experts in various academic disciplines, and they were selected for their expertise. The first and last meetings were held in an underground nuclear survival retreat called Iron Mountain. The study concluded in 1966, and it was given to then Lyndon Johnson, because, of course, Kennedy was assassinated previously.
Mm-hmm.
And it was given to him, and he gave the order that the report was never to be released due to the nature of the conclusions reached. And one of the men involved in the study elected to release it to the public, of course, at great risk to himself. And at the time, because it was so outrageous, the establishment renounced it as a hoax, but it was no hoax. When you watch and listen to this unfold this evening, you will see that everything that was described as the agenda in the Iron Mountain is happening. It is hard to obtain, but you can still order it as a book. And the Iron Mountain is a covert agenda to bring.
Okay, hold on a sec. Deborah, hold on a sec. We're getting some kind of feedback and coughing. Is that on your end?
Coughing too.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. And people probably think it's me because I'm coughing all the time, but it's not me. So I don't know if we have a microphone on or if someone's got a cold. I apologize for stopping you, but I just thought I should make you guys aware that we have that feedback coming in. Dinah, have you heard of the Iron Mountain Report before? Before we get to roll.
Absolutely. Of course. Who hasn't? But
right.
You know, most people have dismissed it over time,
right.
And it's very important to bring it up and keep talking about it because, yes, it was originally claimed to be a hoax and a disinformation, but once you read it and once you start looking around and once you become aware, you realize exactly that. It is being copied literally word for word.
Right.
You know, it's hard for some people to understand exactly and to relate to Iron Mountain. And what I have found when I discuss it with people is if you take them through what they can understand, so So, for example, our government, American government, started a program in the 50s that was Better Living Through Chemistry. It was called the Better Living Through Chemistry Era. And if you page through old National Geographic's old magazines from the 40s and the 50s, there's a lot of advertising that actually quotes that, Better Living Through Chemistry. And, you know, that's when DDT and chemicals were first used in abundance, when they started promoting all these things as safe and usable and available for everybody. And that's where it started. So when Deborah talks about a silent war, a quiet war, that's really what it is in part. And everyone, it's not just the military. They have become today, right now, they are the canary. They are the yellow canary in the minefield of our lives, because
their
exposure is so extremely high. But we are
hold on one sec.
Inundated.
Dinah, hold on one sec. We're take a break. When we come back, Deborah, let's start into some of the tenets of the Iron Mountain Accord, we could call it, this agenda that's unplaying before our eyes. We're going to be back with Deborah Tavares and Dinah Everett Snyder and more Wide Awake News Radio. Please hang tight. Charlie McGrath of Wide Awake News here. You know, when it comes to freeze-dried storable food, there's a lot of companies you can choose from. So please, allow me to introduce you to the best. By Emergency Foods, Legacy Premium is hands down the best in the industry. They're the only company that is 100% certified GMO-free. They're the only company that has zero MSGs. They have no artificial flavors, and they're the only company that puts an oxygen absorber into every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And coming in at about $3,900 for a year's supply, they're the best value in the industry at about half the going rate. Guys, Legacy Premium truly stands alone as the best freeze-dried storable food on the market, plain and simple. But don't take my word for it. Call them yourself at 888-543-7345. The number again, 888-543-7345. Or view their comparable charts today at buyemergencyfoods.com.
You're listening to Charlie nationwide and worldwide on the Internet on the Rents Radio Network.
Most Americans are simply rolling over to the ruthless Orwellian surveillance state video cams that now watch nearly our every move. But now, thanks to the brand new Justice Caps, there is a way to reclaim at least some of your constitutional right to privacy. Whenever you wear your good-looking Justice Cap, you become essentially invisible to all surveillance cams. This new technology enables anybody to defeat Big Brother's cams and conceal your facial identity in plain sight. You can now decide who sees your face on camera and begin to live free again. Join us in the move to reclaim our Constitution and take a look at the remarkable, completely legal new technology at justicecaps.com. That's justicecaps.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The floor.
right, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, joined by Deborah Tavares, Dinah Everett Snyder, and guys, if you're wondering why, if you're in the chat room and wondering why there's no JTV feed, we're not broadcasting on Justin TV tonight. So we're just going out, of course, on the Rinse Radio Network and the other outlets that pick up that feed. And I'm writing questions down during the breaks, guys. And Karen's in there as well. She's popping in and out, so she'll try to get questions to me as well that I can ask the ladies. And I've written a few of them down, and I'll make sure we get into those. But let's get going, Deborah, with, you know, somebody's asking the trigger events. What are they going to be? They're ongoing. I mean, we're ongoing around. Tell us some of
they absolutely are. The Iron Mountain report is an invention of mass pollution to create the glue that is fear, to cause global society to become completely polarized by the control of the elite. They say in the Iron Mountain Report, they will invent pollution, and they will call it global warming. And they say in there that it has to be a universal threat of equal magnitude as that of world war, with immediate loss of life and the immediate threat of bloodshed, and it must be a credible hoax. It must be accepted by the vast majority of the population of the entire world. And this is the heart of the problem that they are developing in the Iron Mountain Report as a substitute for war. Mm-hmm. And what they talk about is the Earth Summit. We saw Agenda 21 in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro come into play in the United States. And now we see under the Wildlands map, which is on our website, it is a biodiversity treaty. And you can see the map of the United States. It's on our site called the Wildlands Project map. And you can see the core reserves where human access will be denied. And this is all in part over the Iron Mountain Report, because they will take away all private property. And we see that happening in many ways throughout the country right now. On the map, you will see buffer zones of highly restricted human use, and then you will see human settlement reservations. So when they had the movie The Hunger Games, that is essentially what these human reservations may very possibly look like. It calls for massive depopulation, because they say that war has always been a useful reduction of population.
Why do you think then in this case, you know, the whole premise was, what do we do when we're no longer at war? What do we do in the emergency, quote, of peace? You know, we need to develop this plan. And I mean, it's kind of the ultimate end game, right? I mean, you know, we'll lead the world to through a series of wars. Every time we do, you know, a smaller group of people becomes more enriched, more emboldened, more powerful. You know, the end game has always been about control. And, you know, it's what do you do in a case of, the point technology is now, you know, I think they understood when they were meeting on this that you can't launch World War III without, you know, destroying everything. So this immersion into Agenda 21, into, the principles of Iron Mountain is what we've seen over the last several decades.
Well, there's no question, Charlie. As a matter of fact, they talk about war as a requirement. It's a balancing system by killing the true creditors, the public, which have been taught to exchange true value for inflated currency. And then we've always had to fall back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. But what we see now is the intentional polluting by the elite. They're dumping, they say that they will deforest us in the Iron Mountain Report. And we can see with the overhead geoengineering spraying, they are in the process of deforesting us. And they talk about how This glue is necessary in order to hold the people together globally in the framework of fear. And we can leap for just a moment, because we're talking about technology now, and you mentioned that just a moment ago, Charlie, and of course the Iron Mountain Report was written in the 60s, and
right.
also was the Silent Weapons Report or document policy, and they all rely upon mass computer capability. Everything we see now is all based on computers. It's a massive data collection scheme. And we see that with the global smart grid. They want data on us. It's being massively obtained. It is not private.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You talk about the smart grid. We had you on before talking about the smart meter scenarios that you've been involved in. But, you know, for one second to think that this build-out, this security state build-out, the fusion centers, the 30,000 drones, this is all about data and control. This is all about knowing what you're doing, how you're doing it, what you're spending, what you're using, what you're consuming, and how to use this information to better manage you, like you are nothing but an animal. Dinah, I want to get you in on this because I feel bad you're sitting there silent. Give us your take on the progression of the Iron Mountain Report and where we're at this point in time.
Well, don't feel bad, Charlie. It's fascinating. I came to this through medicine, through treating people and realizing that so much of what was wrong with them was actually a result of the medications that they were on and was not the original disease. As you know, I started with autism and working with autistic children who were having terrible issues, on the pharmaceutical drugs that they were on. And once you got them off of those and you were treating actual symptoms, you saw a decline in original symptoms. I see the same thing with veterans that are returning that are in dire straits, whether they're on actual pharmaceuticals at the time that they come to me or not. And it all boils down to this toxic load that we all have. And going back to what I had said, this had all been introduced by the Better Living Through Chemistry. And if you take a look at the largest petrochemical companies in the world, of course, BASF is right up there, as is Dow Chemicals, all the big names, DuPont, Chevron, all of those. And they all are very heavily vested as petrochemical companies. Their subdivisions are all in pharmaceuticals and genetically modified organisms, seeds, all sorts of things like that. We tend to think of them all as individual companies, but they're not, because no matter which pharmaceutical company you look at, no matter which pesticide company you look at, if you trace back the origin, it all goes back to the petrochemical companies. Then you look at who was around and who was in charge and who was on the board of directors at the time that Iron Mountain documents and others like that came into being. Who was involved with the John Birch Society, for example? It's all the same people, and they've handed on the reins to the next person. And it's a very silent group. We call them, you know, the Club of Rome, Europe's Black Nobility, the Club of 300. And
Trilateral
Commission. And then there's a video on YouTube that you can go to, and Robert Welch created the John Birch Society in 1958. And in 1954, he said a few things that are very, very interesting, because here we are in 2013, and all these things have come to pass. What he had said in where does he see the world going in the future? And he itemized it. He said, be careful, because there's an element that's going to introduce the gradual surrender of American society to international business organizations.
We have that posted on our website.
Okay, let's hold it there. We're going to pick up on that on the backside of this break. We're going to be right back with Deborah Tavares and Dinah Everett Snyder. More Wide Awake News Radio. Fascinating. Hang tight.
Oh, 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 you tell me again. Oh, 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 can you feel it? Hey guys, Charlie McGrath here at wideawakenews.com, and I'm here to tell you I believe that Chris and the folks over at seedsnow.com offer the best product at the best prices with the best service of anybody in the market. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of their customers have to say. Joshua in Florida writes, exceeded my expectations. Shipping was prompt and a number of my plants are already starting to sprout. Thanks for being great. And Ryan in California writes, I just received my Homestead Seed Bank, my all-in-one prepper pack, and seed-to-seed storage and growing guidebook, and I could not be more pleased. Thanks, Seeds Now. Now I can start growing and get off the GMOs. Keep up the great work. And the list goes on and on. Guys, it's time to make SeedsNow.com an integral part of your long-term preparedness strategy. Please call them at 877-344-4669. That number again, 877-344-4669. Or better yet, visit them today at SeedsNow.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath joined by Dinah Everett Snyder and Deborah Tavares, talking about Iron Mountain at the moment. You know, you've set the groundwork, you know, for this Iron Mountain meeting that came up with a plan what we're going to do in place of war. And these things are, you know, the things you talked about are unveiling, but please continue. You know, you're talking about we talked about population control. We've talked about these
intentional polluting of the planet.
Yes, no-go zones, Agenda 21. Keep going.
Yes, they're regionalizing all our government. We will not have local city government. It's all being merged now as we speak. We see it happening locally in our town. It's all over the nation. We're going to be federalized. That is the intention. It's happening at breakneck speed right now.
It's happening right now. It's ongoing. You think this,
yes,
the gun control and all the hype it's getting has anything to do with mass shootings? Forget about it.
Well, I can tell you that right now, Agenda 21, which has now just been renamed Future Earth because it was getting a bad rap, and people were starting to understand that UN Agenda 21 was a really bad thing. And ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, has been brought forth to all of our cities nationwide. But covertly now, through executive order, there is a climate action plan that has been mandated. Every city has to sign on to this. And this climate action plan is virtually the same thing as ICLEI or Agenda 21. You can check to see if your city, and you would call the planning department and find out if they're working on their climate action plan right now. It requires monitoring of greenhouse gas, reductions of everything that you know in your way of life. This is an absolute resource grab, land grab. They have pumped the United States, and now they are dumping us, just like any third world country. And the regionalization, well, we're going to be broken up into districts, and you can see that that will be happening as the Iron Mountain report continues to bring the truth of what is happening. But what I wanted to tell you was what Kennedy said at that time. And he said there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high, noble office, I intend to expose this plot. And I can tell you that that is what this plan is about. It is total enslavement, absolutely, totally monitoring everything you do. We hear about the RFID chips. We hear about the seeing you in your homes through your appliances. We know that the microwaves that are now being emitted in our environment are a weapon of war. It's also part of depopulation. We talk about that with the huge, huge crop up of cell phone towers nationwide, disguised in every unconceivable way. When you go onto our website, you can click on to Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, and take a look at what these weapons of war being actually installed in your cities, in your neighborhoods right now, are intending to do to you.
No doubt about it. And every time you're on, I end up spending till 3 o'clock in the morning going over your website because you remind me, every time I hear you, you remind me of the resources you have there. Dinah, you see in the medical industry, you see the results of these plans coming to fruition, correct?
Absolutely. Every day.
Go ahead. What's that? You're seeing the results.
I do. And the most striking one for me has been everyone in the autistic community. And it's the epiphany of parents when they get their children off the pharmaceuticals. Because here's what happens. You have a child with autism. They're not performing up to their level and their potential. You take them to the doctor, and once they've given a diagnosis of autism, the doctor's job is done. He wipes his hands. He gives you a referral to a behavioral specialist. When you take your child to a behavioral specialist, all they want to do is medicate and modify the behavior. They are not interested and nor are they qualified to deal with the myriad health issues that autistic children suffer from. And again, not all autistic children suffer from the same types of disease.
Is this engineering? I mean, but is this, you know...
Yes, it is engineering. It is engineering.
I have a high-functioning autistic granddaughter, so I understand exactly what you're saying. And I can just refer you quickly, if I could jump in for a minute, because on the NASA war document that we have on our site, on page 9, they talk about genetically engineering and actually creating evolution. And they talk about the mind children. And this is the autistic community, this entire absolute landslide of autism, creating an absolute separate community, is part of the engineering towards robots, in the sense that these children are not reciprocal. They are generally live a life pretty solo. They generally don't marry. They generally don't have the emotions that their normal peers have. And when I was telling you, when you opened up the show, that I had read something that was extremely disturbing, this is a good time for me to bring that in. And I will be posting it on my site. It is a teacher's guide. It's a 13-week series. And they talk about the natural struggle between teens and their parents will become amplified. how the stress that children feel in school and society will qualify when trying to compete with enhanced humans, how professionals like medical doctors will be employed as spokespersons for human enhancement, how government agencies such as child welfare services will ultimately be involved in protecting a child's right to basic modifications deemed necessary for health and social interaction. And they talk
and
about how...
And modification is those drugs that are going to allow them...
They're actually talking about transhumanism and changing our DNA.
Yes.
And creating a robot society. The elites disdain humans. They feel, and you will see on the NASA document that we have on our site, they say that on page 66 of that NASA document, they say humans, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require too great of cost, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. And they are going to have robots in the large. You can see many of our institutions around the United States have been given considerable grants to creating robots, super soldiers, crossing our DNA with animals. It is an unbelievable time that we're witnessing. And in this document, it said... They also say, how will departments such as the Department of Education broaden definitions of special needs children to include those that are unenhanced?
Yeah.
So the whole conversation of special needs around autism and just normal children is changing because we are actually, our DNA is being modified as we speak. It's all part of the geoengineering program overhead. You can go to toxicsky.org. You can take a listen to Genocide from the Sky. You can listen to what some other speakers have said on that website. We are in a transition, and when you look at that NASA war document, it is very, very plain. They talk about using microdust as weapons, that it will bore through our lung tissue, and it will execute various pathological missions. But they say this is a wholly new class of weaponry, which is legal.
Yeah, and as you talk about we're in a time of transition, I agree with you 100%. I think the warning cry should be, anybody listening to this, that it isn't any longer the frog in the pot. Right, it is boiling. This transition is hit a velocity that is absolutely unbelievable, and that's why, Dinah. That's why we see the evolving descriptions of what a lot of ailments were rare in the past. Now everything falls under something that must be treated with the agenda plan, which in most cases is some sort of drug. We're building a society that is fatter, slower, dumber, and you see the results of this on a regular basis, right? Karen yes. Had go ahead and finish up. And guys, I'm going to try to make sure we cover all these questions that I've written down, but especially the next hour, I want to cover with this velocity of Agenda 21, of Iron Mountain, of the global takeover, of the New World Order. I want to talk about where you think we're at in this plan, and how quick it's going to develop from here. Dinah, my question, I guess, to you to take us out with about a minute to go in this first hour, is the evolving disease level. It seems to be completely and totally out of control. Is that accurate?
Absolutely and totally out of control and then some. Yes. No one is immune. And the thing is that the FDA, CDC, and EPA all want to tell you, and they want to convince the public, that this is genetics. Oh, everybody is suffering from a genetic cascade of cancer, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of these diseases. This is simply not true. It is absolutely not true. There is nothing genetic about it. We're all first-generation caseloads.
No doubt about it. Great timing. That's gonna That's gonna take us to the break and get into the second hour. Deborah, Dinah, I want to talk about. We painted a picture of how we were getting to this point. Here we are. I want to talk about what's coming next. And you know what? I don't want to sugarcoat it. No more elites. Let's talk about who's doing this. We're going to be back with Dinah Everett-Snyder, Deborah Taveras. Hang tight, guys. Next hour coming up here in just a few minutes. Roads inside your market, your shops, your clothes. My dad, he's got a lot of fear, I know, but enough pride inside, nothing let that show. My brother had a book he would hold with pride, a little red cover with a broken spine on the back. He hand wrote a quote inside, when the rich wage war, it's the poor who die. Meanwhile, the leader just talks away, stuttering and mumbling from nightly news to a plate. The rest of the world watching at the end of the day, both scared and angry, like, what did he say?
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123RENS.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123RENS.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123RENS.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123RENS.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123RENS.com.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.